855-905-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, December 30th, 2025 edition. New Year's Eve tomorrow, and then Thursday's show, we will be live New Year's Day. Unlike all the other talk shows that play replays or they have a special show lined up for you on New Year's Day, we take advantage of New Year's Day every year, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, on New Year's Day, to basically lay out our goals for the year. This is a day of New Year's resolutions that we do together, live on the radio. If you can text me some of your New Year's resolutions throughout the show on Thursday, it'd be really awesome for you guys to be able to do that. I'll be sharing what my personal goals are, as well as goals for the radio station, as well as all the events and things that we have happening in 2026. And hopefully talk a little bit about Michigan news, Michigan politics, and what we hope to happen in 2026 midterm elections. So want to make sure that you guys know that we will be live on Thursday. So be sure to be a part of it. Again, text messages throughout the show, greatly appreciated. What is your New Year's resolutions? What are you hoping to do in the new year? Well, Officer Rick is out training a new police officer. Hi, Emily. How are you? Make sure Rick explains everything to you. He's a very good instructor. He's been a police officer for quite some time. He has lots of experience to share with you. So be safe out there. And Rick, I appreciate you texting me and letting me know to say hello to Emily. So you guys stay safe out there in Genesee County. One of the things that I wanted to discuss, and when State Representative Cam Cavett texted me and says, I'm on in Sheboygan regarding 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, I saw that we did have a conversation, some texts back and forth regarding the budget, process. September 30th at midnight, they were supposed to have a budget submitted to the governor for signature. She could sign it, keep the government open, everything would be fine. Well, this year, that didn't happen. It was a few days later till they finally came to terms on how they were going to get to some transparency issues, as well as creating new revenue for the road funding formula that both the Speaker Matt Hall and the House Republican Caucus wanted to do, but they wanted to do it without raising taxes. Well, this proposed 24% wholesale new tax that goes into effect on Thursday, New Year's Day. Cam Cavett, state representative, said this is 100% a Whitmer weed tax. There wasn't going to be a budget without a revenue increase. She was absolutely hell-bent on wanting to raise taxes somewhere. Well, there was about 25, quote-unquote, revenue increases that Governor Whitmer sent over to the House. None of them were even close to raising $420 million. Well, bottom line, they would have had to choose between three or four taxes to equal the weed tax. And the Republicans held together and said, you know what? Let's do it. I'm sure they considered the legal ramifications. Number one, was it constitutional, which is what the cannabis industry is taking them to court over. Number two, was it something that would affect a majority of people in the state of Michigan? I'm sure that factored into it as well. Well, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't eat marijuana cookies. I've never had marijuana in my system my entire life. Doesn't affect me at all. Go for it. And I'm sure there's many of you out there that, you know, feel the same way as I do. The other problem, though, that they had to consider was going to be the impact on the industry. Well, obviously, people in the state of Michigan love their marijuana. Over $500 million between the 10% excise tax on marijuana, along with the 6% sales tax, they've generated over $500 some million in tax revenue to Lansing. So if it's a golden goose, let's keep taxing it. But here's where there's going to be a very interesting break point. When you increase taxes, that will translate into higher taxes at the retail counter. When people go to checkout, somebody's going to pay that tax, and it is always. Taxes are always paid for by the consumers. Let me explain how this works for people who say primarily Democrats, progressive socialist communists, well, those big wealthy mega profit corporations, they need to pay their fair share. Taxes, folks, on corporations, corporate income tax, where you're taxing the profits, the gross revenue sales, however you want to figure it out, before deductions, as well as this new wholesale tax, 24% on marijuana, is never paid by the companies. It's not going to be paid by the wholesaler, the farmer who raises the industrial hemp or marijuana, the THC products. They're not going to pay it. No, it's a tax that they are getting hit with at the quote-unquote wholesale level. That's the way this is structured. The Republicans did a very good job in making sure that was very clear. This is a wholesale tax. This is not a new excise tax that was in the ballot proposal. This was not in the ballot proposal's structure of amending our state constitution. This was a new tax. And they're implemented at the wholesale, retail, and ultimately the consumer paying it. But the way it's actually structured, it looks like the producers, the wholesalers, they're the ones that are getting hit with the tax. What do they do with it? They pass it on to the middleman. Perhaps their distribution system. If it's like liquor, there's always a middleman. The middleman then goes out to the retail stores, takes the orders, places the orders, and provides them the products. Well, it's embedded into the price of the product. So it gets passed on to the retailer. The retailer passes it on to the consumer. As a result, starting this Thursday, if the pot stores are open, you guys are going to pay more. There's going to come a break point, though, where people go, whoa, this is like a 25% increase in the prices. If you've been paying $10 for your product there at the pot store, well, you're going to be paying $12.50. If you spend $100 in the past, that same amount of product for $100 is going to cost you $125. Well, technically $124. But you know what I'm saying. Well, then on top of, I should actually, 6% on $24? yeah, you'll be paying over $125. Sales tax will go up because of the wholesale tax, because of the base price of the product, goods, services, whatever it is. When you tax it, the price ends up going up, and who pays ultimately? Who pays corporate income tax? The consumer. Corporations, businesses do not pay taxes. If they have a tax liability, they showed a profit for a certain given calendar year, they do their taxes, and they pay a corporate income tax. That is an expense to operating the business. That is a expense. Just like them renting a store, a space, just like them paying an electric bill to keep the lights on, the internet bill, the insurance, pay their employees. Those are all cost expenses to a business. If there is then any corporate income tax to be paid, or now this new wholesale tax, it gets added into the price of their goods, products, and services. And ultimately, the little guy always funds everything in our state. The little guy, the consumer, you and I, when we pay at the register, when we make a purchase of anything in this state, we are paying all the taxes. So don't listen to Democrats, progressive socialists, communists, when they say corporations need to pay their fair share. No, because ultimately the little guy pays those big corporate fair share taxes. So this is tied up in court. The cannabis industry lost at the first level. It is now being appealed, asking for an emergency injunction to prevent it from going into effect on Thursday, just in 2 days. But I don't even know, and I've looked for stories this morning, I don't see the appellate court taking it up yet. So maybe later today, we'll see what happens. So it's a very interesting day in Michigan, and we'll see what goes on throughout the show. I'll keep monitoring the news and see what we can find. Final segment of hour number one, short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March Convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I have to apologize for our automation system. Sometimes these commercials play back to back or during the same segment commercial break. It's because there is a paid play in the automation that's supposed to air. And then based on inventory, when we have extra inventory available, it does a bonus play, but it was supposed to pick the next sponsor on the list. And unfortunately, Kevin Kievsky, my endorsed candidate for attorney general, played a couple of times during that segment. So that's the kind of mess up in the automation system. I apologize. And I'll have my engineer, Devin Lawrence, address it. And hopefully we can fix that. One of the things that I want to talk about in this short segment, kind of the wrap-up of the year, the fewest number of public acts were signed by this governor since the inception of our state. We became a state in 1837. That year, they passed roughly about 90 laws, bills in the House and the Senate that were sent to the governor and signed into public acts. This year, with the Republicans controlled in the House, Democrats controlling the Senate by one seat, this Democratic governor, they only passed bills in the House and the Senate, sent it to the governor. She only signed 74 public acts into law in 2025. I want to thank the Republicans, especially the House Republicans. Speaker Matt Hall, using his Hall heat theory, where they were going to basically look at every bill, justify it. If it wasn't justified, either cut it or reduce it by quite a bit. Accountability, transparency, the whole process led to the fewest number of bills becoming public acts in the history of our state. Thank you to the Republicans in the House. Because here is the bottom line. Every single time they pass a law, a bill that turns into a public act, signed by the governor, we lose some liberty, we lose some freedom, we lose some money. Dave Ageman taught me very early on, being one of the, if not the most conservative state representative in Lansing, if it's constitutional, I'll consider it. Is it something that government has to do versus the public sector doing it better, cheaper, providing a job, a service to the people of the state of Michigan? Well, yeah, it's something that government actually has to do. It can't be done by the private sector. It definitely needs to be done by the government. Okay, I'll consider it. Last threshold for Dave Ajima to ever vote for a bill. Do we have to raise money? Do we have to raise taxes, fines, fees in order to pay for this government operation bill that you're proposing? Well, yeah, it's going to cost some money to implement the department, to create the department, to hire new employees, and we are going to have to raise taxes to pay for it. Okay, then I'm off the bill. It's that simple. And it's basically what the Republicans tried to do this year in Lansing. They made a lot of cuts, but overall, still over $80 billion in a budget. They didn't cut enough, in my opinion. They did a good job of getting quality, good legislation passed and signed into law. It was all about quality. It wasn't about quantity. Matt Hall said it numerous times in his press conferences, stories that I read to this radio audience on this microphone. It was about quality, not quantity. We're heading into an election year. March 28th, we're all going to be meeting down in Novi, coming up with an endorsement list of our candidates that we want as Republicans to run against the Democrats in November. We will be endorsing a new Attorney General candidate, a new Secretary of State, new university folks, new judges. Whatever the business is of the state party, we will be doing it on Saturday, March 28th in Novi. August 4th, we're going to have a primary. That's open to the general public. They will be voting for the candidates that want to be their person to be on the ballot facing the Democrats in November. Guess what, folks? Lansing is going to be out campaigning the majority of the year next year. When they get back in January, next week, well, they're going to get back at doing another budget, fiscal year 2027. Why they can't do two-year budgets is beyond me. But they're going to start it all over again. We will probably break a two-year cycle history, fewest number of bills, public acts in the history of our state again next year. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the...